started the editor and manager of TV's Toshin Pellet, Rav Shlomo Manus.
Morning, everyone. Today we're going to speak about Dvar Halacha that for some reason is not so well known to the world. The side is, why not? It's the first Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And then we'll speak about a Gewalt in the Parsha that can change a person's life completely for the good. Beis Hashem. So we'll start with Dvar Halacha. Many times a person has to call a goy to have a goy come round to one's house on Shabbos. The lights off, the lights on, rather. Different reasons. We know Amir La'akum is an Issa Drabonim. Normally it's an Issa Amir La'akum to call a goy on Shabbos, is an Issa Drabonim. But sometimes it's mutter. It's sometimes mutter to call a goy clearly, without any hint. Sometimes it's mutter to tell a goy, please come and do this. Maybe we'll speak about this a different time, when that case is mutter. Sometimes we know it's mutter if one hints to the goy what needs to be done. One doesn't say clearly, please turn the light off. You say, the light's on, it's disturbing my kids sleeping. Sometimes that's mutter. And sometimes, even to hint to a goy is also, because it depends what the goy is going to do. There's an issa hanor. There's one issa amira to tell a goy to do something on Shabbos, and there's another issa to be nene to gain from what the goy did for you. That means you can't ask a goy even to hint to him to turn on a light. In many cases, you can't ask a goy because very nice, I might have hinted to him, I didn't do the amira, but I can't gain from the light being on. Turning the light off is taking away light, but giving light is called anor, and sometimes that is also. We're not going to talk about that today. Actually, a different time, Beis Hashem. Let's say, for whatever reason, a goy, there was a heter to get a goy to come to your house on Shabbos. Say the light was on in the children's room. You go to the goy, you hint to him, and you say, "My kids can't sleep. It's midnight. They're trying. And they can't get to sleep." And he, hopefully, he's not too not wise, let's say, and he chaps what you want. Hopefully he comes and he turns the light off. Fine, mutter gomer, we say that. Now, you want to make a Kiddush Hashem. And this is where it's negea the halacha of today. A person wants to make a Kiddush Hashem. A goy came to his house, did him a favor. He wants to give him something, a box of chocolates. He wants to give him something at Akras HaTov, a way of saying thank you for coming. Is there any problem with giving a goy this present?
On Shabbos.
Problem of Shabbos. Is there any problem of Shabbos? L'chaira, what should be the problem? I'm doing a Kiddush Hashem. It's the best thing, Shaykh. The Ma'aseh is a sugi in Shabbos. There's a Mishnah Daf Yudayin on the base and a sugi Daf Yudches. And it's kapatz in the Shulchan Aruch in three places. In Reish Me'evov Siv Beis, in Reish Nun Beis, Siv Aleph, and Shin Chofei Siv Aleph as well, it's also brought down. The halacha is, the Loshna Shulchan Aruch is, read out in Reish Me'evov, he's talking about lending a keli to a goy on Shabbos. It's also Kol Shein Shoy Soy Tzioi Mi Pesach Beisoy Shalamashul Koydim Chashecha. It's also to give a goy something on Shabbos in your house, if you know he's going to take it out to the street. You're not telling him to take it out. You're giving him something, and you know that he's going to carry it out your house. That's also. Why? So there's machlokes is showing him what the reason is. Rashi says the reason is, it's a maris ayin, that people think that you told him to take it out. Now it's also to tell a goy to do a maisa itzor for you on Shabbos. Even if it's a drabonon, it's only a karmel, it's not a shus harabim. So to go from a shus hayochid from your house to the street, let's say it will be a drabonon. To go from a shus hayochid to a karmelis. It's also to tell a goy on Shabbos to do Issa Drab Omo. You can't do Amir La Akum for the goy to do a Melacha Deiraisa or Melacha Drab Omo. You're not allowed to do it. Over here, you're right. You never told him to take the chocolates out. But somebody, the onlooker in the street, who sees a goy coming out of your house with a box of chocolates, he will think you asked him. There's a Maris Ayin, he thinks you asked him to take this out. Sorry?
So if you see, he's eating the chocolates on the way out.
Oh, we'll come to how we can make a mutter if there's a possible way. But there's an issa that, for some reason, I spoke to a few rabbonim here in England, and they said they managed mutter the parasim as a halacha. People don't know it bichlal. They know the halacha tried to mahad an amir la'akum. Or there's another kudah. You shouldn't make sure. It shouldn't be a mitzvah above aveir. You want to make an impression on a goy, a kiddush Hashem. It's a chosher zach. You have to be careful how to make sure not to be over this issa. It's kabbas and shulchan aruch. Of giving something to a goy that you know he's going to take out the house.
Beremes
to ask a goy to do what? No, because you're nene from it. Is it Issa or not? Yeah, even Beremes is going to be a problem. Because Beremes is the Amira, but there's Issa to be nene. Here there's a Maris Ayin, you asked him to take it out. Oh, no. We'll count it. We'll count that. We'll try to accommodate all the different inyonim. Yeah. So, Maisa, this is the time. This is the reason of Rashi. Rashi says the reason is because the onlooker will see him taking something out of your house and will think you asked him to take it out. There's a time of a Rambam. The Rambam says a different time. The Rambam says that the reason is because also a Marisayin, the onlooker won't think you asked him to take it out. The onlooker will think that you sold it to him on Shabbos or you lent it to him on Shabbos. And that's also to do on Shabbos. You can't sell or lend something to a goy on Shabbos. So the Shai is what the Maris Ayin is. Now, it was mentioned that if there's an Eruv, will that be better? You're allowed to carry. I'm allowed to carry myself. So the Chayra, if the Maris Ayin is... Sorry? Oh, that's it. Right, in the Chalami, yeah. The Fi Rashi, that the time is the Maris Ayin, that I ask him to take something out, and it will be also for me to ask him to do my Soitzah. So let's say there's an Eruv in town, so it's Musa for me to do, I can ask a Goy to do it. So let it be. There's no Maris Ayin, because even I could do it. I could do it, I could tell a Goy to do it. So the Chayra, if there's an Eruv, it should be okay.
You just said about this.
But, if you're the Rambam, no. Let's say the Fi Rashi.
Oh, sorry,
the Fi Rashi, would it be okay if there's an Eruv? So the Maisa, the Eruv would be a way out, but it's not good enough if there's an Eruv in the Yiddish Shtetl. There has to be that the Goy's house is included in the Eruv. Because the Goy is going to take these chocolates to his house, unless he's going to eat it on the street. But I call upon him, if you know he's going to take it to his house, he gave him a bottle of whiskey, and the stomach, he won't get home before he finishes the bottle. Then you have to make sure that the Goy's house is in the Eruv. Because otherwise the Maisa is off to the Goy's house.
If you're worried about where he's going out of your house, are you people going to say they're worried about it's coming 10 miles away?
But someone could follow him. Someone could follow him. Mishra Berurah says in the Furush. One could have thought that, but the Maisa Mishra Berurah speaks this out clearly. Mishra Berurah says, in Reish Mebos, if Katan. See where we are. Oh, if Katan test. Beim Kain, if you work at the time of Rashi, Imo Irmu Kefes Chayma, the Mutter the Talta Bukula, if the town is Mukefes Chayma, and you done an Eruv, and the Mishabur adds in, Vaheini Yehudi Gam Kain Dor Sham, the Yehudi lives in this town, if he lives in a different place, it's not going to help you, the Eruv, because you're going to take it out. It has to be that the Goy lives within the Eruv. So we know that many places the Eruv only circulates around the Yiddish area, then if you know this guy is from out the area, it won't help.
You drive the car, that makes sense. You drive the car.
That's also a Maisaitzah. Yeah, it's also a Maisaitzah. It has to be the guy is going to take this Chayfetz within the Eruv to be able to make this mut. But as you said, this will only sort out the Eruv. Even if the goy lives within the Eruv, it will only sort out the Ta'am of Rashi. See the Ta'am of the Rambam. The Chashash is, it looks that you asked, you sold it to him, or you lent it to him. Erev doesn't make a difference. Be the biggest Erev in the whole shot. You're not allowed to sell or lend something to a goy in Shabbos. Lemaisa, sorry. What should be the head of that? It's still the Maris Ayin, the person. Oh, as a present. As man as chim. So that depends why you're giving it. If you're giving it, what should it be? Moitah chim, ve'enov. As this halacha or stam alo tachonim? What else? As this halacha?
No.
As what? Lo tachonim? Shai, Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is also a cheshbon. It's not that you don't, doesn't always give presents to get back. Well, hopefully you should give a present also. Pasha as Kiddush Hashem Shabbos. So, Pasha as Kiddush Hashem l'chayah also be a heter to do it. The Shai, the Nakuda, do we pass on that Rashi or the Rambam? Which Nakuda are we going with? Because the Maisa will be enough coming in if there's an Eruv, including the guy's house. So the Maisa Mishabruah says, the Ika Halacha is like Rashi. Of the Rishonim base, he brings down the Achrenim say, one should remark me for the Rambam as well. Chai Adam says, a Mokum Hefsad Godel, Mokum Tzorech Maruba, you can be same on Rashi. But the Maisa, normally you should work with the Rambam strat as well. And the Rambam holds that it's also, even as the Eruv, because the time is, the Chashash is going to Maris Ayin, he sold it to him on Shabbos, so he lent it to him on Shabbos, and Mela, the Eruv won't help, unless it's a Mokum Tzorech Godel, then the Chai Adam is Mekum. I was talking this over with my Rebbe Agon Rafal Zichzal Levracha. I think this was last year. Sometime last year. And the Maisa, I told him, what's the Eitzah? Ganz Klal Yisrael. It's not Yadua this Halacha. What's the Eitzah? We want to give a Mei Kiddush Hashem. Seem a joke in Afshin. It's also to give. What are we going to do? So the Maisa,
us? You
could eat in your house. I don't think it's so comfortable for the guy to be in the Yiddish house to feel so comfortable. So the Maisa, he had a very good practical Eitzah, which will help sometimes. But you still have to be careful how to do it. It's Kabbaitan Abiyah Alacha. That if one gives a guy something small enough that he'll put it into his pocket and he'll walk out with it in his pocket, see, then it will be okay because no one's going to be able to see. Oh, so I spoke to him, nothing conscious about that from Eretz Yisrael, and he told me it's Mustaba, you don't have to tell him. If it's Shaykh for him to put in his pocket, that's Chazal wouldn't ask Azazach, because the Maisa, well, Nazmi Chayesh won't get to that. Hopefully he'll put it into his pocket. If it's a Derech, it depends if it's a Derech or not. If it's a derech to put in your pocket, then a chanabi. If it's not a derech, then won't help. Very good. Brilliant. If he comes in with bags, then a derech is good, put it in his bag, and it's fine. And a chanabi. A bag would also be right. But it's in his bag, he's not going to see what's in his bag.
So what? You may think, so he may think you're giving him a present.
No, but he came in with a bag.
So
he went out with a bag. But you don't see what's in the bag. You don't start going around looking at people's shopping bags. The guy came in with a bag, and I came out with two things in the same bag.
It's such an obvious Marzayin. It's how do you know the guy
didn't have books before
he came
to your house? Okay, it's only Asa if it's clear what's going on. It's only Asa if you see him going empty hand and come out with a box of chocolates. If he came in with a bag and now he goes out with a bag.
It's the whole scenario.
That's right.
So we worry
the Marzayin is only going to be going in and going out. Yeah, he came in empty and he's going out full. So if Yitaka has a bag, then a chalami, if he's going to put it in his bag, it's fine, because it won't be Marisayin. But there's a big kasha going here. There's a halacha, the Gemara in Perek Chavis and Shabbos, and there's a halacha passing in Shin Aleph, that whatever's osa, as Marisayin, is osa even to do b'chadei chadorim when no one's around. I could be in my home, by myself, no one's around, no one can see. If Chazal asked something as Maris Ayin, it's Asa, even in private. The Gemara talks about a person who's got very wet laundry dripping. He's not allowed to hang it up in a place over the washing line in a place where normally you hang laundry. Why? Because a person seeing will think he did laundry on Shabbos, he washed the laundry, and it's over Maisa Kibbutz. So the Gemara, this is also to do. It's also to put, hang up the laundry on your washing line on Shabbos, even if no one's around. Why? No one can see. Whatever Chazal asked, as maras ayin, is also even when you're in private. So ibazoi, it should be very shrey. What's this eitzah? What does it help me to give a small chafetz to a goy that will put it in his pocket? Or if he's got a bag, will put it in his bag. Very nice, no one will see. But some of the Chazal asked as maras ayin is also even if people know, no one will see.
It's also for you, not for him.
It's also for you to do. It's also, why is it mutter for you to give him? Chazal asked this Maisa Masira, because I'm all, this could be Maras Ayin. But sometimes it is Maras Ayin. Right, but over here as well, no one's around, and I'm hanging up my laundry. No one's around. I've locked my doors. No one's coming in the whole Shabbos. When normally is it okay?
If he comes to the bag and he goes out of the bag and you put something in the
No one knows any difference. Right, but did Chazal ask the Maisa Masira? Chazal asked the giving over to a goy because I'm all, it could be Maris Ayin. Then, putting in this case, there wasn't a Maris Ayin. But you mustn't give something to a goy in your house on Shabbos because you better take it out. So the Maisa, the answer is, I hear there's a Chiddush that Tosis and the Rosh and Shabbos speak out, that it depends. Sometimes it's mutter to do things in private, even when it would be a problem of Maya sign in public. And that is, when the whole Issa involved, that people think I was over Issa, is an Issa Drabon. If the Issa that people think I did was an Issa De Raisa, like washing laundry on Shabbos, is an Issa Maisa Kibbos, Malabon, it's also to do that on Shabbos. So people hanging up laundry, if I hang up laundry, people will think I did laundry on Shabbos, I washed the laundry, and that's an Issa De Raisa. If there's a Maris Ayin on Issa Deraisa, I can't even do it in private. Masha Inkin, if the Maris Ayin is that people think I did an Issa Derabon on, no. Then, as long as no one around, I can do it. Over here, is an Issa Derabon on. Why? Because the Issa Maisa Yitzor is from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to a Karmelis.
He's going out to
Chutzit Chum. Also Derabon. Apai Mama. You'd be small to Sophie Deraisa, but Pasha is Derabon on. The Maisa, it's only Drabon involved. Are you going to tell me Rosh Hashanah Rabbims? The Gabi Amir, the Akum, we take on the old Karmelis. Zishle Imogen Avram. Rosh Hashanah Yochid to a Karmelis is Issa Drabon. So the Maris Ayin is that I asked the Goy to do Issa Drabon for me of Yitzhak. Before the Maris Ayin is only about Issa Drabon, if it's not in front of people, I can do it if it's in private. It's only us that's doing private something that's Maris Ayin, if it would be in public, they think I'm doing it Issa Drabon. By laundry, they think I'm doing laundry. That's the Issa Deraisa. Then, if it's Issa Chashash Issa Deraisa, then you're not allowed to be private. But if they're only thinking I did Issa Derabanan, I can do it in private. So Hameda, over here, give him something that he's going to put in his pocket or in his bag, and it won't be noticeable. Itake is b'chadri chadorim. But about the Maris Ayin is only about Issa Derabanan, people think I asked him to do a Maisa Yitzor v'shut ha-yochid too. A Karmelis, the main in private, it's okay. Now, this chiluk, Midrais and Rabbanon, we also find in Shulchan Aruch in a different place. The halacha is by Basav Cholov, one can get milk from almonds. It's called Cholov Shkedin. And what's the din? Almond milk. Am I allowed to eat meat together with almond milk? Choyer should be absolutely fine. It's not basav cholov, it's not cholov. It's almonds. And there's a din maris ayin. The onlooker won't know what this milk is. It's as white as regular milk. So what you have to do is, you have to put almonds into this mixture, into this salad, whatever it is. You have to put almonds there so people will see the white, and will see, it comes from almonds. Now, does one have to do that always? We know that basav cholov is sometimes deraisa, sometimes drabonah. It's only deraisa if it's basav from an animal. Basav from a chicken, basav oif, is only drabonah with cholov. So, the Pesach Teshuvah in Pesayin brings down from the Achronim that if one's eating chicken together with almond milk, you don't always need to put almonds inside. If it's in front of other people, Maris Ayin, Avada, Maris Ayin on Issa Drabanan. But if you're eating by yourself at home and no one's around, then If you're eating chicken with almond milk, you do not need to put the almonds inside, because the Maris Ayin is only that you're doing a drabonon, and there's no din b'chadri chadori. If you're eating meat together with almond milk, then even if you're eating it in private, you're mechuyev to put the almonds there. Because whatever Chazal asked the Maris Ayin, asked even b'chadri chadori, even in private. But if you're handling only, you're only involved with it's a drabonon, the Maris Ayin of it's a drabonon, which is chicken with milk, then if you're in front of other people, you taka have to put almonds there, but if you buy it yourself, you don't need to put almonds there. So I call upon him, you've got eight sahih. Sorry?
Right now, they're offering the coffee with the
almonds. It depends, yeah. Then you always have to put almonds there. In front of other people, you always need almonds. If you eat it by yourself. Let's say not. No, if you say almond milk, and khalami, telling might be okay as well if you say it. Yeah. Let's say you leave it on the table, you don't tell anybody.
Don't leave it on the table.
Yeah. Right.
That's real.
You
have to
be coffee, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we're talking about a case where people don't know.
Anytime that people don't know,
you have to put almonds there. If it's with chicken and you're eating by yourself, you won't need to.
Power milk,
yeah, you started power of sausages, all the things together. Yeah. So Maisa, to come out, we'll come out of Halacha today is, the Halacha we have to know is, that when you get a goy coming to your house, you want to make a Kiddush Hashem, you have to be careful what you give him. If you want to give him something big, it has to be that he's got a bag to put it in. If he's going to have to carry out this big thing under his arm, it's also to give it to him on Shabbos. You want to make a Kiddush Hashem?
Even for the first time, walking in with nothing, going out with a bag is okay.
That would also be a problem, because he's carrying out...
Well, you said...
Depends who you're giving in the bag. Yeah. If he comes in with a bag and he goes out with a bag, then it's okay. Yeah. It's not saying that someone's watching him. Chazal asked this Paula. Chazal asked this Dachos, people might be watching. The Bialocha Grada speaks out that by night it might be okay, but the Maisa nowadays by night is Kayoim Yoir, it's nice and bright. So Lachaya, I swear, I'm not some conscious to be honest, it doesn't help this Halacha by night. Rather, will be also as well. So I call upon you, you have to make sure it's small enough that a guy will put it in his pocket or his bag. Otherwise, you want to make a Kiddush Hashem, it's a Chosh V'Zach, but rather we don't want to be over the Halacha. Or stated. Oh, that's a shayla for Akira. That's a different nekuda. That's a different nekuda about Akira. Pashas, if he stopped, you can put it in his hand. Now let's talk about something about this week's parsha. A moridika inyan.
That's a question. You need some time before you leave a point to go. According to you, it's awesome.
I didn't want to go into that about returns. The guy, Elchanami, I shall speak about it after. It's Sorechi and Golo, how to make it muta, and it might be a whole other shayla about that. Can you get a goy to pick up your returns on Shabbos? But let's say he didn't ask him to come on Shabbos. You want to return something to Mark and Spencer, and the courier comes. You book him on Wednesday. You have to come on Wednesday. No, he comes on Shabbos. Are you allowed to let him take it? Are you asked? Sorry? The delivery boy doesn't mean they're picking up their stuff. Actually, I'm sending him there. It's that guy's delivery boy. I sent him. I wanted to go on Shabbos to London. We all know there's an issa of nakama, taking revenge, and there's an issa of bearing a grudge. The Chinuch says, in Parshas Kedoshim, a moyed kazach. A person will live with this realization will live a different life. The Chinuch says, the reason why a person bears a grudge, chas v'shalom, or wants to do revenge, is because he thinks that person did something bad to me. If a person will realize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that person was only a shliach, does one hate a stone? If a stone falls on somebody, do you hate the stone? Don't hate the stone. Over here, with the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no makom to have any sinner and bear a grudge against that person. And he brings a raya from David HaMelech. David HaMelech, we know, was mekabel a kol olim retzes from Shimon ben Gera. And David HaMelech, Chaverim, wanted to take revenge against Shimon ben Gera. And the Loshen of David HaMelech was, he wouldn't let them take revenge. His lashon was, Hanicholoi, leave him. Vikalel, ki omaloi Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who told him to give me a klala. It's not him. Zot l'chinuch. If a person realizes this, that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other person was just a shliach, there's no mockum for any nekama, any sinner. Oh, that was the Sevi Yomov, they did it as Kovel HaMalchus, but at this stage, he said, no, leave him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask him to be mekal. And the man said, I had a kasha. Why did the chinuch have to go all the way into Novi to find this Yisoid? In this week's Sedra, Pash Vayigash, we know that Yosef was megale himself to his brothers, and his brothers were properly astounded, despised, embarrassed for Gamri, and Yosef tried to be makar of them. And Yosef said, Ba'atem chashavtem olai ro, when this week's Pash is, you didn't send me here, don't feel bad. Ki elikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me here. He made them feel good. It wasn't you. I've got no tainas against you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me here. And in Parashat Vayechi, he says, "Va'atem chashavtem olai ra." You tackle it all bad, and you plan to do bad for me. Elokim chashav al ha'tayva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned it for the good. I should be able to be mefarnes the mishpacha during the rav. So why did the chinuch have to go all the way to Nach to bring out this Gevaldige Yisoid? The Chol Yisoid you see already in this week's parasha. So one of our chaverim wanted to suggest, by Yosef, Ataka was a Gevaldige Madrega, was a Meridige Madrega. He suffered so much, and he still said that the Kim Chashav Latoyve wasn't you. But the Maisa, he saw the good that came out of it. Maisa, he was able to feed his family through in the famine. By Shimon Ben Gera with David HaMelech, it was Kuloi Ra, Klol Onim Retzes, there was no good in it. And Ava became David HaMelech, still said, Hani Chuloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to be Mekal. And Azar Darga, Kuloi Ra, and Ava became to Mesachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Meridika Darga, and that's what the Chinuch is bringing out. Even in Azar Matzev, you're Mechuyev to realize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll tell you a Meridika Maisa. We all know of the big Baal Stoker, Zchein Lebrocha, Rav Moshe Reichman. Yadua in the whole world as a major Baal Stoker, Baal Chesed. He was Nifta when I was living in Yerushalayim, and they brought the Oran to Yerushalayim for Kvura. And his son, Rabbi Cheskel, was being masked with his father. And he said the following story. He said, Taka, my father was known as a great Baal Chesed, Baal Stoker, all around the world. But you should know, it wasn't always easy. There were times when he wasn't able to give as much as he wanted to. And he had to cut back a bit. He gave, but he had to be careful to watch it. And people started speaking about him. People started saying, it's not right. He's got, and he's not giving. And it got to a stage that Imamish wasn't the Seder. What was coming out of people's mouths was Mamish Nish Beseder, the way they were talking about him. Ad Kedei Kach, that one day, he came home, and he found his wife crying. And he asked her, why are you crying? She said, it's Mamish not right, look how much we give. And this is how people talk about us. She was crying. And he turned around to her, and listened to what he said. He said, don't cry. You think it's Yankel and Shmerel saying these comments? It's not them. It's the Yetzer Hara. And he's trying to make me give even less. And I'm not going to listen. I'm going to give more. Wow. What did he do, Ramesh Reichmane? Meiridik. He lived up here in us. He took himself out of the situation. The petty things. Yenna said that, Yenna said that. He took a bird's eye view of the whole situation. What's going on here? It's Bari Oilam. It's not Yana. It's Bari Oilam. It's the Yetzer Hara talking here. Bari Oilam sent him. to try and challenge me. As our anistic way of living. Ba'asim, we all, Aminim, deep down we all want to live the emes this way. The avoid of a person is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and more into one's life as much as possible. I once heard from a Pinchas Breuer from Yerushalayim, he said people think to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu you have to wait for Shacharis Mincha and Maariv. He said it's not like that. Where does it say you can only speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 times a day? If something goes good, say thank you Hashem for making me catch that thing that I needed to do, or we're making that deal work out, whatever it is. So many times a day we see the Yad Hashem, we could see the Yad Hashem, we open our eyes of it. We should have that yachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu more into our lives, and we'll be able to live a life mole simcha, and we'll be able to be makay HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring us up to our tachlis of why we're here b'chlal.